Ragamuffin Radio presents One Man and His Music, the music and life story of American singer-songwriter Vince Bell. Vince commences a short UK tour opening at the 12 Bar London on Thursday, the 21st of October. Further tour dates can be found upon the program's associated website. Vince Bell, One Man and His Music.
Hi everyone, before we hand over to Vince Bell to unfold his story, select some of his favourite records and play his music, Brian and I will read two short extracts from Vince's book, One Man's Music.
Quote from the Musicians magazine around 1988. In December 1982, Bell was in an Austin studio working on a demo with Stevie Ray Vaughan and Eric Johnson. Upon leaving for the night, his car was broadsided by a drunk at 65 miles per hour. He suffered broken ribs, liver damage, a severe head injury that caused chronic memory and motor function loss, and a completely mangled right arm. He also saw his obituary printed in the Austin Daily newspaper. Bell had to have the arm reconstructed and learn to walk, talk, and play guitar again. It took 6 years of rehab and a lot of guts, but he did it.
Page 7, One Man's Music, Vince Bell. People have often asked if I had any out-of-body experience or any religious revelation. Nope, no trumpets, no flowing robes, nothing good, bad or otherwise. It was just quiet, sublimely quiet, calm, peaceful, serene, confident and purposeful in an otherworldly kind of way. I'm alive today because of the crackerjack response of the emergency medical service team that picked up my racked physical debris. They shuttled it to the emergency room of the county hospital that kept me through the tenuous hours and days that would follow. As I lay in the operating room, an anesthesiologist in the surgery recognized me as a music player around the Austin area. It sounds remotely flattering, but that recognition was to save my right arm. It was so demolished that the attending physicians were electing to cut the unrecognizable mess off. When they realized it had been essential to my life work, they left it for another doctor to attempt to rebuild later. If I was ever going to have a chance of writing my name or feeling the neck of a fine guitar, much less playing music again, the miracle would begin here with that anesthesiologist. As I lay comatose in a tub of ice water to lower my brain-impairing fevers during those fragile days, my arm was over the edge of the tub, dripping blood into a bucket.
Thank you.
Where I'm from is Houston, a big old sprawling silver city of an oil town. When I was coming up there, we lived in a little place in the shadow of downtown called the Montrose. And every morning, you'd wake up there as a kid, ride your bicycle out on the streets, and there'd be a new poem or a new painting. It was a part of town where we made the rules, and that's why it worked as well as it did. One neighborhood would be full of rock and roll metalheads. Another neighborhood would be full of acoustic guitar playing fools like myself. And in between were all the other artists that did the plays, the musicals, the ballets. It was a great place to be if you wanted to be creative. The fair is about a little spaghetti bar where we all learned how to play our guitars, sing our notes, write our lyrics.
Stop by to say hello to someone I used to know. Didn't have the chance to call. Took the liberty to drop on by unannounced. Saw through some stranger's kitchen screen the same old neighborhood. Yesterday's follow me up and down familiar streets in my heart. Big buildings scrape the sky, recalling you and I when I look at them now. On the bayou winding down, memories drift by. We lived well, didn't we? Bicycle, royalty, or as much. But we owned this town. All the shots, we made the rules. Spaghetti bars were our music schools. But there's no one left to tell the faces have all changed from the battle.
Towns Van Zandt was the most gracious man I've met in music, and one of the more talented. When I met Towns first, I was learning how to play the guitar at all. I used to look up to him and say, in the back room of this little coffee house we played on Richmond Avenue in Houston, and say, "Golly, Mr. Van Zandt, how do you play that A minor chord?" Years later, he named a kid after me. And about that time, a good friend, an old friend, and a manager at the time, Hobart Taylor, went and visited Towns. Towns said, "Vince is a poet. He should do a songbook." I was thrilled to be regarded so highly by a fellow that was such a good poet himself. And from that compliment came the complete works of Vince Bell. I went and took all those songs I had written over decades off the backs of matchbook covers, bar napkins, and put them in a booklet inspired by Townes' thoughts of me and my work.
I play this song about playing five-card stud pokers called Mr. Mud and Mr. Gold. Well, the wicked king of clubs awoke. It was to his queen he turned. His lips were laughing as they spoke. His eyes like bullets burn. The sun's upon a gambling day. His queen smiled low and blissfully. Let's make some wretched fool to pay. Plain it was she did agree. He sent his deuce down into diamond, his four to heart and his tray to spade. Three kings with the legions come, and preparations soon were made. They voted club the day's commander, give him an army face and number. All but the outlaw Jack of Diamonds and the aces in the sky. Well, he give his sevens first instruction, spared me a game of stud. Stakes unscarred by limitation between a man named Gold and a man named Mud. And club filled Gold with greedy vapors till his long green eyes did glow. Mud was left with the sighs and trembles watching his hard-earned money go. Flushes fell on Gold like water, tens that paired and paired again. But the aces only flew through heaven and the diamond jack called no man friend. The diamond queen saw Mud's ordeal, began to think of her long-lost son, fell to her knees with a mother's mercy, prayed to the angels, everyone. The diamond queen, she prayed and prayed, and the diamond angel filled Mud's hole. And the wicked king of clubs himself fell face down in front of Gold. Now three kings come to club's command, but the angels from the sky did ride. Three kings up on the streets of Gold, three fireballs on a muddy side. The club queen heard her husband's call, but Lord, that queen of diamonds' joy, when the outlaw in the heavenly hall turned out to be her wandering boy. Now Mud, he checked and Gold bet all, and Mud, he raised and Gold did call, and that smile just melted off his face when Mud turned over that diamond ace. Now here's what this story's told, you feel like Mud, you'll end up Gold. Feel like lost, you'll end up found. So amigo, lay them razors down.
Mike, there sure were some dark days in my head injury rehabilitation. During them, however, a play appeared on the Austin scene called The Sun, the Moon, and Stars, of all things. Had 18 of my songs in it, and was about my wreck situation. And while I'm at it, let me make a note about that presentation of Sun and Moon and Stars, that play about my songs and my story. I was art director on that project because I couldn't play guitar worth a bit back then. And about that time was when Nancy Griffith recorded one of my songs, Sun and Moon and Stars. I met her in Houston at that little spaghetti bar, the fair. Sun and Moon and Stars is the old war dog. That song has drugged me around America for 30, 40 years now. Great little piece. Sun and moon and stars make the wind blow. It took me 20 years to understand. Lost to me is how the lives of friends go. Like autumn leaves in Oklahoma wind. It may hate me strong. be on my own. Never did me no harm, no, to live all alone. Now and then, in the color of the evening, in a bar room with a fan turning, I come to miss a few. This afternoon was cloudy and the rains came. The third day of my first day, San Miguel. Seems lately as I'm doubling his storm baits, I've been followed like a shadow since the Dells. It made me strong to be on my own. Never did me no harm, no, to live all alone. But now and then, in the color of the evening, in a bar room with a fan turning, I come to miss a few. Dear friendships and relations, see what I have done. I gather all my fingers in one place. They breathe a breath that's deathly stale since they tooled a song for me. I guess mechanics never really set the pace. I am back and I'm strong. It never did me no harm to live all alone, to be on my own. But now and then, in the color of the evening, in a bar room with a fan turning, I come to miss a few. Later, I went to California. Texas starved me out, wouldn't give me a $40 gig, so I split and went to California. Living in the Bay Area up there, I ran into Bob Neuwirth, thanks to Hobart again, and we recorded an entire album with Jeff Muldaur, David Mansfield, Mickey Rayfield, John Cale. It was pretty amazing. Victoria Williams as well sang with me excellently. And that album subsequently got picked up by Watermelon Records of Austin, Texas. And I moved back to Texas then.
Back to life, you pull the stake from his heart. He wakes up vicious and mean, waits for the killing to start. Like a bird of prey in leather and steel, he sits a vigil to stalk those who would make him a meal. He rides his middle and wheels straight through the heart of the night, grinding his temper to hone the sharpest blade he can find. Cuts with merciless skill the toughest feeling inside, leaves it bare to the air because there's no place to hide. Souls did you chain tonight? To how many walls that hide the sky? How many hopes were raised because of you? Survivors number a few, but seldom do come around. They wear the scars on their face from doing battle in town. Might suspect they would steal to some place where it's safe. Instead they go see the beast that throws some scrap in the cage. How many souls did you chain tonight? To how many walls that hide the sky? How many hopes were raised because of you? Tell me, how many souls did you chain tonight? To how many walls that hide the sky? How many hopes were raised because of you? The complete works got sent to several producers interested in me in California, including Bob Neuwirth. In 1992, Sarah and I designed, produced, packaged, and mailed approximately 125 selected, complete, and recent works covering a 20-year authorship in lyrics and poetry, made with double-sided title, index, and chronology pages, sheathed in plastic, and I recorded 59 of those tunes on more than 300 hours of cassette tape for over 6,000 pages of song with 20,000 hole punches. Hard copies of my work, my CDs, and my book, One Man's Music, are available from my website today. Sometime in the spring, you'll be able to download that book in audio form with a 35-song soundtrack as well. I've Had Enough is one that was my first co-authorship. Fella came in the door one day and said, "Sounds like I've had enough to me." I said, "That's worth a little bit on the copyright." So I sat right down and wrote it. This is an entertaining sidelight to my album Phoenix. I needed a harmony part for a song on the album called I've Had Enough. And so I proposed that we use my buddy Lyle Lovett. I made him a cassette tape in Berkeley, where I lived, that said, "Yo, this is Vince. Lyle, this is my idea of a harmony part. Take as much or as little of it as you like. Run with the ball." When Bob Neuwirth went to L.A. to put Lyle on the tracks, he said he went into a studio where Lyle was recording that looked like the bridge of the Starship Enterprise.
Thank you. I've had enough of words and games. I don't think I know you. I can't forget your name. Your eyes are clear, the way is strange. The lights in the hallway, if you forget your way. You see you were here to be only what you wanted anyway. And you were sad to be sorry, but you were sorry every day. And you were here to be loved, but love's trickled away from your eyes. From your
Saw a Mountain is about my sisters who were coming to visit me in Oakland, California. They said, well, I said, you're going to see some great mountains in the Rockies and the Sierras. And they replied, well, Vince, two syllables. Vince, we've never seen a mountain. I went, only my sisters.
On that train, almost December, steel wheels round and around, and a twister and her big sister, Chicago, Sierra Belle, the girl who never saw a mountain. Across the plains like a range fire, lakes like inland seas, freezing fields of powder, a full moon flying through the trees. The girl who never saw a man. Starts falling, a diesel and far from town. On your way into tomorrow, finally you will recall
the girl who never saw a man.
To see an Amtrak train. Chicago?
Where are we going?
Chicago.
And the coaches?
Just normal. Just normal. Yeah, just coaches. Thank you.
Just normal, huh?
Yeah, just normal.
Just steerage.
Yeah, that'll do.
Let me pick a couple of tunes that I like myself. John Lennon was one of my favorite artists back when I was a kid. He's still that today. And from his repertoire, I would choose from his solo career, Across the Universe.
Falling out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Across the universe, thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Suns, it calls me on and on across the universe.
course, Towns would be there with Mud and Gold, and Lowell George with Willin.
I've been warped by the rain, driven by the snow. I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know? And I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night. I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas Alice.
And I've been from Tucson to Dugum Carey, to Hatchape, to Tonopah, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so I wouldn't get way. And if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving. The wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stoked in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still willing. Smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still. And I've been from Tucson to Tucum, Gary, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so I wouldn't get way. And if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be.
Texas Plates was the result of moving to Nashville, Tennessee. Nashville's a funny place. Most people move there to hobnob with the stars or become one themselves. I'm here to show them how to do it. And Texas Plates is a classic example. A neat little production album with an amazing little song I think you'd really like called All the Way to the Moon.
Small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind. Take a good look in the mirror. What you see in me is you. Monty Python's flying circus. Love me too. Digital revolution, microprocess, CPU. Vietnam, Rolling Stones, reggae music. Ali Frazier, Watergate, Bruce Lee, the IRA, cartels of oil producing nations. Surges, gods play dice and throw them where they can't be seen. Elvis has left the building, artificial cheese. Fundamentalist terror Nazism, right wing, zealotry, car bombs in Lebanon, car bombs in Oklahoma, Sony Walkman, 3 Mile Island, Sandinista, Nicaragua, acquired immune deficiency syndrome. Children of the men, the men that went to the moon. Solid fuel booster rockets, Black Monday, MTV CDs, Madonna, virtual reality, junk bonds, cold fusion, Exxon Valdez, cold war blows by an angry world at peace, bankrupt multinationals, superconductivity, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on Soviet TV, legalized euthanasia, earthquakes, more holy war, the largest man-made structure in the world is the land of men. The children of the men, the men that went to the moon.
Stephen Fromholtz is probably my best buddy in music. He and I used to travel from edge to edge in Texas, Shreveport to El Paso, LaGrange to Oklahoma City. I'd play sets 1 and 3, he'd play sets 2 and 4, and we'd stitch them every night. Hell, in Wichita Falls, we used to play a place called the Flamingo. We laughingly called it the Flaming O. It was the last dance at the last chance on that rough and dusty road. Lots of moon skylights, a wide eye among the crowd. Lots of cowboy touching cowgirl, lots of floating on the floor, people whirling Texas waltz, fly on by. Hear the old shoe is on the other foot, the slow neck is in the lead. Young bucks giving nervous looks, find their hearts falling to their knees. They can see that one true love, they can see that one true love. Though the morning may bring them a whole different story, they'll be married to the memory of the last dance at the last chance. From the window in the hotel, you can hear the music move through the shade trees and the low hills in the night. A
Lots of warm mist on the lowlands, lots of semis on the road, people whirling Texas waltz fly on by. Here this little foot can wear his dancing shoes, the older man can charm his wife, the forgotten can be happy news, tired eyes can stand the light, cause they can see that one true love. They can see that one true love, though the morning may bring them a whole different story, they'll be married to the memory of the last dance at the last chance. Slewfoot can wear his dancing shoes, the older man can charm his wife, the forgotten can be happy news, tired eyes can stand the light, cause they can see that one true love. They can see that one true love, though the morning may bring them a whole different story, they'll be married to the memory of the last dance at the last chance. And an interesting note about Denise Frankie's version of 100 Miles to Mexico. It features an old friend of mine named Tommy Elskis singing background vocals. Tommy was from the great little group years and years ago called Kiwi. It was an Austin, Texas phenomenon. Today Tommy is a solo performer in his own right, and of great note, very much in demand in Texas.
Shoulder, devil's backbone. lights. They come to dawn, me and my amigo will be gone. Become the dawn, me and my amigo will be gone.
I got a big stake in the head injured, 'cause I am a head injured. I told the producer for Texas Plates, he said, "How you doing these days? You all right?" I said, "I'm cute in front of people like you, so you'll never know, but I can never wake up and not be head injured." So this next year, out of all the gigs I've got, I'll be the keynote speaker for the New Jersey Brain Injury Association conference in May. I'll speak to them and extemporaneously play to them as well. I'll talk in a big ballroom in a snazzy hotel, and I'll speak probably later that evening in a more one-on-one situation with folks that are just as hurt as I was and just want to know how they might be able to get out of the mess. I'm the right tool for the job. You see, us head-injured types, we're all shipwrecked and stranded in the middle of large cities. Me and my head-injured pals, we're like border collies. There's no two of us alike. At least we have that in common. Bruce Coburn, a Canadian, did some other good stuff for me. And as an example with him, I'd choose Trouble with Normal.
Moratorium of rights. What did they think the politics of panic would invite?
And you're right. I play mostly in Texas, though I live here in Tennessee. That's way East Texas. It's almost Louisiana. I just enjoy playing down there between the Red and the Rio Grande. And heck, last time I went, I got to pick up the Vince Bell Model Paulus guitar, made for me specially by Vince Paulus in Dallas, the town that I was born in. And now these days, I'm not worrying about Warner and his little brothers, or Watermelon, or anybody. I'm producing albums on my own, by recording on my own, with my computer at home. I recorded this album at a live date in Texas. The object was to record live in Texas in one night. It took two. I brought the tapes back to Nashville, and while I was mixing that solo effort, I put one of my good Austin buddies from New Mexico, Cam King, on the tracks with his electric guitars. Off Live in Texas, I would choose Say That You Will for you. That's a tune from a Library of Lust. The Other Side is a piece I wrote about how a head-injured kid falls in love. And as what usually happens when my songs analyze me, I found that how a head-injured kid falls in love is rather like how a normal kid falls in love. I would also choose Two-Lane Blacktop for you, one from one of my best Texas amigos, David Rodriguez. Lives in Amsterdam these days.
To love someone wants my hand. Say yeah, that you will. Say yeah, that you will. You say yeah, that you want. That you won't someday. You'll say that you will some way. You'll say that you will. You might, some say that you will. They swear in the light, they say you're a thrill. Go on and hide if you like, I always loved it when you did. But when you step back in the light, hey, let the masquerade continue. Say yeah, that you will. Say yeah, that you will. Say yeah,
message from the other side. None of us will ever leave, not even light. The lucky ones, they'll never know how they got here. The worst of us will never know where here is. Echo of my message from the other side. Photograph as I write. Hard as I try, do I get through? Hard as I try. Yet another time. All I really want to say to you is that I love sky. I'll brush away your hair and look into your pretty eyes. I like the fool who never knew the likes of love before. How I love the name your mother gave you when you were born. And though the highway keeps
calling me to take the long road down love, to find another pretty face and still another town. So many names and faces already too much to tell apart love, and I've been tired of keeping track of every broken heart. We saw the old cafe I'm always singing about, and you asked me why those Kennedy photos are always out. Well, the sun went down behind you, I could see it through the window blinds, and my tongue got loose, the Latin music stole away my mind. Katharina smiles so sweetly when she knows that it's time to say goodnight, love, with eyes that only linger long enough to show that there's so much more to love than what these damn songs are written out of. But still the feeling you keep inside is always good to know. Pretty eyes, I'll set my secret love to music, the music never lies. And though it might be hard to believe and even harder to understand, hey, I'd love to stay forever, but I've got to be gone again. You see, I'm driving south, trying to outrun the northern wind as it begins to blow down this two-lane blacktop highway going to Mexico. Well, tomorrow it's going to rain, and my body keeps telling me to slow down. But if I stop and think it over, I'll never go.
Mike, it's been funky since the Beatles. Big old record labels, little bitty record labels, fat cats, intellectual lackeys of all kind and description have been taking advantage of the creative process for as long as there's been people. The internet now is here to empower us artists. Suffice it to say, things have changed. So I'm selling my CD from VinceBell.com. I've also read my book in MP3 files, and I'm now doing a 35-song soundtrack to accompany it. So support the art. Buy from the writer's website. Writing a song is a no-holds-barred struggle between that writer seeking to explore an idea and that tune just wanting to get away. Hemingway used to say it, if you want to write a tune or you want to write a book or anything, you got to have a strong pair of legs so you can follow that son of a bitch wherever it goes. And me, I write them wherever I find them. Sometimes they're in the kitchen. Sometimes they're down at the bus station. Sometimes they're in my bed when I'm trying to sleep at night. Now that's a hoot, ain't it? Now, Nashville, Tennessee is as good a place as any to write a song. But you probably won't find me doing it the way anybody else does it. I've always been a loner, and I don't mind the fresh air. Dallas in the mirror, winter morning, cold as hell. Me and my six train. Far away, you know what I mean. Highway 59, to roll just like a dream. Asphalt tops, yellow lights, still. The parking lot.
You have been listening to One Man and His Music, the unique music and life story of American singer-songwriter Vince Bell. We welcome Vince and his traveling partner Sarah to the UK in October for their first ever UK concert tour, venues and details of which can be found upon the program's associated website. For fans of Americana music, this is a musical opportunity not to be missed. Our grateful thanks to Vince and Sarah for their considerable contribution towards this program. This is the Ragamuffins, Mike and Brian, signing off and wishing every one of our listeners safe journeys and lots of sweet, sweet music. Good night, everyone. Good night.